Little baby told God, "Hey, I'm kind of scared. Don't really know if I want to go down there. From here, it looks like a little blue ball. That's a great big place, and I'm so small. Why can't I just stay here with you? Did I make you mad? Don't you want me to?" God said, "Oh, child, of course I do. But there's somebody special waiting for you. So hush now, baby, don't you cry, 'cause there's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be all right. A loving angel, tender, tough, and strong. It's almost time to go and meet your mom. You'll never have a better friend or a warmer touch to tuck you in. She'll kiss your bruises, your bumps and scrapes, and anytime you hurt, her heart's gonna break. So hush now, baby, don't you cry, 'cause there's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be all right. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. It's almost time to go and meet your mom. And when she's talking to you, make sure you listen close, 'cause she's gonna teach you everything you'll ever need to know. Like how to mind your manners, to love and laugh and dream. She'll put you on the path that'll bring you back to me. So hush now, baby, don't you cry, 'cause there's someone down there whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be all right. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. Come on, child, it's time to meet your mom." That is a beautiful song written by the one and only Garth Brooks, entitled Mom. And I wanted to start off doing that because this isn't going to be the normal podcast. This is going to be something short and sweet, dedicated to my mom for Mother's Day. And what there's a couple lines that I really love in that song that remind me a lot of my mom. And it was basically a whole verse, and it said, "And when she's talking to you, make sure you listen close, 'cause she's gonna teach you everything you'll ever need to know. Like how to mind your manners, to love and laugh and dream. She'll put you on the path that'll bring you back to me." Now, a little insight into the relationship between me and my parents. I get along all right with my dad, but my mom and I seem to butt heads a lot more than my dad and I do. And I think that's because we are so similar. It's actually kind of funny if you see a picture of my mom when she was 10 years old and a picture of myself when I was 10 years old. We look very similar. I definitely get the eyebrows from my mom. But not only do we got similar eyebrows, but we got similar personalities. I think sometimes the stubbornness I have comes from my mom. And that's why we tend to bump heads every now and then. But at the same time, since she knows that my personality is similar to hers, she knows how to help me best with that personality. Like the song says, how to mind my manners, how to love and laugh and dream. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm thankful that, when I was thinking of the different and various examples that she has taught me and shown me, the first lesson that came into my mind was that my mom has never let me quit something. Now, I'm not saying like I'm still doing all the things that I was doing. You know, I was taking karate when I was 5, but I'm not still doing karate. In the middle of like a season or whatever, in the middle of taking piano lessons, if I was like, this is dumb, which I say a lot, she knows that. I say, hey, this is dumb. She'll say, look, you're not gonna quit right now. You got to go to the end of the season, to the end of the year, or whatever. You can't just quit because you're frustrated right now. And I'm very glad that she's taught me that because I see the value in seeing something to the end and being able to take pride in finishing something hard. And then the line in the song that says she'll put you on the path that brings you back to me. My mom has a huge testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ and what it is to be a disciple of Christ. She has a huge testimony of the restoration of the gospel. And it's evident when she goes to, you know, sometimes we're having church here at home and she'll bear her testimony. And sometimes she can't finish it because she gets choked up. And then we all, you know, it's kind of awkward for everybody because, oh, mom's crying. But then she just laughs and everybody starts laughing. She's like, oh, I can't believe I started crying again. But, and then she'll bear a powerful testimony that helps us see the value in living the gospel every day. And not only that, but not only her testimony, but her just having patience and living a Christ-like life shows me and shows my siblings that the most important thing you can do in this life is to follow Jesus Christ. Not only that, but specifically her patience with me, and her patience with our siblings. Of just understanding that our weaknesses and our shortfalls aren't what determines our character, but are merely road bumps, obstacles that we can use to become better people. And as she has patience with us when we're not necessarily being our best selves, she helps us recognize that as we overcome those, we are becoming better people and we are living the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's just a little bit about my mom, Rachel Cederstrom, that I wanted to share with you guys on this Mother's Day that I hope she listens to. She's probably the only one who actually listens to this. So I love you, Mom. Thanks for your example. Thanks for your testimony. Thanks for being my mom.